Hello, everyone in podcast land. I'm David.
And I'm Jono.
And this is the show where we look into the future, we look into our past, look into our hearts. It's the Let's Wing It podcast.
Yeah, and today we have a couple topics, nothing too groundbreaking, but the biggest news, at least in the pop culture world, and me being a fraudulent gamer as of late, the Video Game Awards has released the nominations. And me being a boomer, pretty much in all young people's eyes, I've pretty much barely played any of these games, but because I'm a boomer and I've been playing games since I was like 8 years old, Nintendo style, your retro is my life. I kind of have a feeling of what's going to be hot, what's going to be good, and what's
me.
Amazing.
On the other hand, I've played most of them because I'm a fucking man, baby.
Let's go.
But yeah, we're going to be talking about Game Awards, making our predictions, and we're going to be playing a game, trying to figure out who's got better. But we're also going to be voting live for our choices. You'll see that on the screen. We're going to switch things up, do it a little different. We're also going to be talking about some shows that Jono has watched that I'm a little bit behind on, including Gen V. We'll save Loki for next week. And then was there anything else, Jono?
Loki, I got kind of up to date on Invincible. I watched the first two episodes. Which, I mean, like, it's hard for me to be like up to date on that show because I've read the comic. Like, it's
I see.
The comic is done. The comic is finished.
How many issues are there? Like
200 or so.
Okay. Yeah, like, I think I have the comics for like 22 to 70 or something.
Yeah, I have the hard comics from 1 to 90.
Okay.
I have the
collection ones.
Yeah. The collections, and then the last 30. I found an Imgur and I just read them all on there. I will watch this whole show until it's done. Just full disclosure. Yes, I did stole, but that was long time ago. But it's within 12 years, so I might go to jail. But
I've done most. Oh God.
But anyways, what I kind of want to do before going to the sponsor stuff and this thing is I need to give you a very honest kind of opinion now as I have gotten older, is that I have started using on a daily, even my home computer, not this right now because I have to use a PC, that kind of leads it. I've been using my MacBook all the time now. it's kind of like a weird situation, is that I have like a very good computer. It's an Intel 12th gen 12900K, 64 gigs of DDR5 RAM, everything's NVMe SSD, and a 3080 Ti. It is probably a computer that'll last me for the next 3 years unless I play City Skylines.
But boom, got him.
When I get home, boom, got him. It'll be like 5 FPS. But it's just like a situation that I just come home, and since I don't play any games right now, even with the MacBook, I could play Baldur's Gate technically.
Really?
Yeah, you can play it. Yeah. No, actually, some guy at work was like trying it out because I was like, oh, that's kind of neat. Works great. I have an M2 Max, MacBook Pro 16 inch, and I just connected to my laptop on this screen, even the webcam. And I don't know. I'm really loving using a MacBook because I just know it works and it's fun.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that. I think for me, the reasons to have a PC are not things that you generally engage with.
Yeah.
And so I would use a MacBook if I was an adult and saved money for large purchases.
You're half of that. You're an adult.
I don't think there's anything wrong with using a MacBook, especially these days, since they've like done the ARM chip based ones. Like, they're pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Even like, we did a video recently, just came out on like playing Resident Evil 8 on the iPhone or whatever. And the fact that like Apple is really investing into games making it to their platforms, because if it can make it to iPhone with that porting tool, it can work well on MacBooks with M chips. And like, that's fucking awesome. It's such a powerful chip if things are optimized for it. Like, you can get so much out of it. So I'm fucking here for it, man.
Well, yeah, cause so it's cool. Funny because everyone has like kind of a weird take. Everyone has the same take. I'm not saying that, you know, anyone's wrong, but I look at it like this.
Yep.
Is that a lot of people have Apple products. A lot of people have the M1, M2.
Yeah.
Even M3, even though it is very powerful, but if you have an M1, a really good M1 Pro, M1 Max chip, you don't really need an M3. That's the name of the game. But I look at it like this. Everyone's like, oh yeah, they're trying to get into games to get more market share. It's like, no. They're making a way that they can attract more developers and publishers to produce or make games and adapt it for the Apple chipset.
Yeah, I don't think they're ever expecting any big publishers to make Apple a lead platform.
Yeah.
But they want to make it so cheap to port, you know, a PC or a console version over that it's a no-brainer. And that's fucking smart.
It's very smart. Because like now for me, I'm like, the only PC game I want to play right now, granted, in my opinion, might change in about 4 or 5 minutes after we talk about Gen V and we go into Video Game Awards.
I
literally have no reason other than the podcast software that we have, and we'll talk about that in a second, to turn on this PC. It's literally, I just like it because my iMessage is on here and everything works. The sound is really good. The webcam built in is really good.
And you have an iPhone?
I have an iPhone 14 Pro Max.
So it all just works.
I have an Apple Watch too. Yeah. I know. For me, I kind of expected it to be a little bit more spicy because from where I used to be at LMG, every time I talked about being on a Mac, everyone would make fun of me and suck it.
Yeah, I think they've done a really good big turnaround where it's not like this apples to apples anymore. It's really kind of a different thing, and they're really knocking it out of the park with what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think even people here in general at LMG have mostly chilled. So
yeah, I mean, yeah, also
there's always
too,
crazy hardcore.
Yeah, and also like everything's browser based now. Like I only work on Google Docs.
Yeah.
I mean, I could use Microsoft Word, but it's like, why? It's so hard to share things and blah, blah, blah. So that's fine. But yeah, that's my big reveal. It's not, maybe it might not be too controversial, but I know there's some people out there because I was on that best PC episode.
Oh, yeah.
And technically, I still have the best PC even to this day. But yeah.
Well, you wouldn't have had the 12th gen at that point. It would have been like 10th gen.
That was 10th gen.
We shot that video. Yeah.
10th gen 2080 Ti, a lot of RAM in the PC.
And you're on 3080 Ti now?
Yeah, 3080 Ti. I just feel so bad. I literally feel so bad because it's just like, I just 3080 Ti and I go on PC Master Race all the time and just see people like, I wish I could get this. And I'm like, haha, poor.
You heard it here first, folks. Jono is doing a giveaway for his computer that he doesn't use.
No, actually, I do have a giveaway this monitor, NZXT. So, yeah. I mean, we got to do that.
Yeah, we'll do that soon. But first, let's tell you about our sponsor,
Beacon. The number one reason a listener or viewer will turn off a new podcast or video is because of bad audio. That's why this podcast is powered by Beacon Mic. All the features you need are built right into the mic, which makes connecting easy, especially because it's USB-C. So pretty much it gives you the best of broadcast quality audio without a steep learning curve. And that's 100% true. I literally just plug this in and I turn it on. There is additional software. I just don't have the time to configure it. You can, and it will sound even more amazing than right now, but it's literally, it could be as a plug and play. And, you know, like I said, it will save you a lot of time and money because you don't have to buy a bunch of extra gear. And honestly, me being so old, boomer status, that's the name of the game now. So pretty much one big thing is that if you want to sound as good as David and I, check it out, Beacon Mic. And right now, if you use our code WING, W-I-N-G, at beacon.com/discount/wing, you get $20 off.
What?
Pretty much awesome.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty much great. So check it out. beacon.com. So that's beacon, beacon.com/discount/wing. Get some money, save some money. It's super good.
All right, let's get right into the Game Awards. I'm going to start recording.
Oh, do you want to do Game Awards, or you want to talk about or Gen V?
Let's do Game Awards first.
Yeah, okay, okay, yeah.
Let's get right into the Game Awards. We're basically just looking at the nominee page. We're going to skip all the esport things because I don't think either of us are up to date on esport things. And there's going to be some categories where we're a little less educated. We're just going to make fun guesses.
Yeah.
I don't think our voices are really going to matter. So we're going to start at the most anticipated game.
Most? Wait, I need to write this.
I already know most. What my... So, okay. So the choices are Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Hades, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, Star Wars Outlaws. Let me see if I can... There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so John, what is
and Tekken, I think 8, this one's Tekken 8 too.
Oh yeah, Tekken 8. It was yeah. it's not gonna be Tekken 8. To me, there's two clear front runners.
Yeah.
And those are Final Fantasy VII, Rebirth, and Hades 2.
Really? Hades 2?
Oh man, that was such a big game a few years ago. That was almost game of the year, like The Last of Us 2 year. Like that. People were upset that Hades didn't win Game of the Year.
Yeah.
And so I think that, like, in terms of the people that follow the Game Awards, more, I think if you ask the entire Earth, Star Wars Outlaws would be the big winner. But in terms of, yeah, like, gamers, I think it's Final Fantasy VII or Hades.
Yeah. So, you know, pretty much we're going to go with categories of Jono's prediction. Oh, our predictions and our hope. So
yeah, and we have to kind of combine them just because, or else this episode will be like 17 hours.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
My prediction is Final Fantasy VII, and my most anticipated game is Final Fantasy VII. So I'm going to choose for both. I'm going to double down, baby.
You're going to double down? Okay.
Because yeah, basically, so, yeah, how we're going to score this is if you predict the right one, you get 2 points. And if you choose the one that, if your favorite is picked, you get an extra point.
Okay,
so
I will just write it down. What I'm predicting is going to win here is, yep, Star Wars Outlaws. Even though everyone hates Star Wars, this game has 1313 written all over in one of those games that everyone wish came out. So I will say that. I will probably say Hades 2. I haven't my prediction is Outlaws. My hope is Hades 2, even though, yep, I have not played the first one, but I've watched hundreds of videos. And yep, also, I'm a big fan of Supergiant games. Like,
oh, so good.
Bastion. I have troubles playing Bastion because I know the ending and I always get sad. Yep. Especially if, well, I always get the best ending. But yeah, so that's my prediction is Outlaws, Hades 2. I'm hoping to win.
And so... That means we can't. I think how we're going to vote as a group, because what I'm showing is we're going to click on the thing, is if we agree on anything, if we each pick one that goes, and we've each picked Hades. Mm-hmm. So Hades is our pick. Keep voting.
Your hope is Hades. Okay. Right.
Yep. And then, okay. So next will be best adaptation. And this is not even a thing. Like, when we look at the nominees, you'll be like, well, duh, who's going to win? The nominees are Castlevania Nocturne, Gran Turismo, The Last of Us, The Super Mario Bros. Movie, and Twisted Metal, all of which we've talked on this podcast. So we talk about movies. We might not cover all the games. I mean, The Last of Us, obviously.
Yeah,
it's not close.
If anyone votes Gran Turismo or Super Mario Brothers movie, you're either just, I don't know, like, you just literally, I would have to kind of shame you for having no taste.
And like, maybe it's really not your style, but I think it's hard to look at anything else and be like, that's better than The Last of Us.
Like, for me, both my predictions, Last of Us, it's just going to win. Like,
yeah, I'm going to vote for it right away. But yeah, what of the other ones is your second favorite? Because I am kind of surprised at myself.
I think no, no,
It's both of us are gonna say Twisted Metal.
Yeah, it was good. I like Twisted Metal.
it's so good.
Yeah. So it's not gonna win. Last of Us is obviously gonna fucking win. So I'm doubling down on Last of Us.
Yeah, that's like, oh man. You know what? After this, I'm gonna watch Twisted Metal again because it's so good. Great.
I know it's a good like show. It'll be like a comfort watch for me where every couple of years I just kind of put it in the background and do stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good show.
If this is the first time ever experiencing this, like go watch it. It's actually like probably the most shocking show I've ever seen. Like not shocking as like, shocking. Oh, it's crazy. It's just like your expectations was like so low, but you get so much out of it.
It was good. I hope we get another season. I feel like,
yeah,
I feel like they could improve on what they did.
Yeah.
And I think that it's not like a high concept show. Like there's so many sci-fi shows where the first season is the best because they had a clear idea of what they were doing. Yeah. And then they kind of run out of ideas.
Yeah.
But I think this is something that could actually be good. Anyways, let's move on or else we're going to be bogged down. Next category is best multiplayer.
I don't know how to do this one. I'm actually surprised at the selection, honestly.
So Baldur's Gate 3, Diablo 4, Party Animals, Street Fighter 6, Super Mario Wonder. So this is a category that I have only, I've played the fuck out of Baldur's Gate 3, and I've played Street Fighter 6, and I've played Super Mario Wonder.
Yeah.
I skipped Diablo 4 because I'm so over Blizzard, and I haven't played Party Animals. So this one, my prediction is Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
I really liked Street Fighter 6, but I'm not into fighting games anymore. It's just, anything competitive is hard for me to really enjoy because I'm like, I know that if I played more, I could get really good. So I just don't. And Mario Wonder is super fun, but I only played like for a few minutes. So what are your thoughts?
I'm going to say definitely it's going to be Baldur's Gate on both fronts. Mm-hmm. Just for the fact that Diablo 4 or Blizzard in general has so many issues.
Yeah, there's no way Diablo 4 would
win. And Elon plays it, so that just makes it shit.
I also think there's always the phenomenon of if something's nominated for Game of the Year,
spoiler,
if something's nominated for Game of the Year and it's nominated for other categories and there's no other games that are nominated for Game of the Year in the category, maybe Wonder is, I can't remember, then it's usually that one that'll win. It just kind of ends up being a psychological phenomenon where you're like, well, that's clearly the best.
I mean, it's kind of shocking. I thought, Overwatch 2 came out last year. Was it? Or
who cares?
Yeah. But I mean, that's a multiplayer game that if I saw it, like, why the hell Party Animals here? Like,
because that's fun. It's probably fun. Same guys who did Fall Guys, isn't it?
Yeah. But I'm just like,
maybe not.
But, Valorant? I don't.
No. So they have a category for like ongoing multiplayer games. This category is only for new multiplayer games.
Oh, yeah. So, anyways, I think we're just going to both say Baldur's Gate 3.
Well, yeah. Wow, these categories are very obvious.
Oh,
my computer's so slow. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, good thing I have such a good, fast computer.
I know. Well, this is my streaming computer. It's still like a good enough computer. Yeah. It's getting old, but it's 7700K, 16 gigs of RAM, and 1080 Ti.
Sounds like someone needs a new AMD upgrade. Let's go.
Well, they're Intel upgrades now, but my gaming system is my better system. That's,
wait. It's back to Intel?
No, you're right. Fuck. opposite. my brain farted. Yeah. Okay, best sports racing game. Why am I so itchy? Okay. Yeah. The only one that I care about is Hot Wheels Unleashed 2.
Oh my God.
So the nominees are EA Sports, Football Club 24, F1 23, Forza Motorsports, Hot Wheels Unleashed 2 and the Crew Motorfest.
I already know who's gonna win.
Who do you think?
Forza.
Do you think? I don't know. It had a really bad launch. Like even on the Xbox subreddits that I'm on,
really? People were
like, this kind of sucks. It reviewed okay, like kind of I think around an 80. But what's supposed to be the premier racing franchise, it was a kind of a disappointing release from what I understand. Played it for minutes.
Yeah, damn, fuck that. Anyways, I'll still say Forza Motorsports is my prediction, but I will hope for F1 23.
You're going to hope for F123. I'm going to hope for Hot Wheels. I'm going to predict, because the way that the Game Awards, as I understand, is it's like a mixed weighting of critic reviews and audience voting. So it's like a combination. They haven't like released the secret sauce algorithm, so I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
But I bet I'm going to predict.
You'll probably want to say the FIFA. You definitely want to say FIFA.
I don't know. I don't think critics would vote for that one. I don't know how it reviewed. I'm not allowed to look. Okay, I'm going to predict Hot Wheels, and I'm going to hope for Hot Wheels. Fuck it.
Can you imagine like being like in this industry making EA sports games all the time and just getting fucking knocked out because of Hot Wheels?
Hell yeah. Those I haven't played much of the second one, but the first one is a banger. It's so fun. Okay. So I'll vote as our cat thing for Forza Motorsport, because I think that's a fair vote.
Fair. All right.
The next category. One. Best sim and strategy game. Ooh, yeah. I did not play much strategy games this year. You're more of a strategy guy than me.
I'm definitely more, strategy. I can probably, I've never played Pikmin. I've always wanted to, but.
Yeah, I played 1 and 2 on the GameCube.
Yeah.
It's 2 on the GameCube?
Pikmin always felt like Lemmings, but looks photorealistic back in the GameCube time.
I always liked the style. Yeah, I thought it was cool. I haven't played this Fire Emblem. I played a bit of Advanced Wars, which was a pretty mid port. Like, it wasn't as good as I remember it being. It was still good, but like, I don't know. It just felt off. City Skylines 2 was apparently a huge disaster on launch. And Company of Heroes 3, I haven't played much. I would say if I haven't played much of these, so I'm going to go blind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Pikmin 4 will win.
Really?
But I'm cheering for Company of Heroes.
Yeah, so Company of Heroes, like Company of Heroes 3, and you're going to say Pikmin. Yeah. I will say this, because I have played Company of Heroes 1 and 2. I played City Skylines 1.
Me too.
I played Advanced Wars 1 and 2, but I haven't played a reboot camp. I never heard of that.
Just the remaster.
Yeah, it's a remaster. I will say, I'm gonna say for both, Company Heroes 3. I haven't played it, but I just know Relic Entertainment. Like, I'm a big fan of that studio ever since the Ground War days.
Hell yeah.
And also freaking Homeworld. That's
okay. Sure. I'll say that means that our combined vote lands on Company of Heroes 3.
Let's go.
We're helping your case. Holy shit, my computer is struggling. Is it my computer or this browser? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Are you on Arc or are you on Chrome?
On Chrome, but that's normally what I'm on. Anyways. Yeah. Oh, no, I don't have to do that one.
All right. Oh, this is such an easy one to guess. Best family game. Whoa, David.
Mario. If there's a Mario game, it'll be a Mario game.
Yeah, so.
And we got Mario selection. Wonder.
Yeah, so Disney is Illusion Island. I've never heard of it. Party Animals. Pikmin 4, Sonic Superstars, and Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
I didn't even know Sonic Superstars was out.
That's a problem.
Yeah, I thought I was kind of excited for that. But yeah, so, obviously Mario for everything.
Mario's going to win everything.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what? I'll sabotage myself. I'm going to predict Mario. I'm going to hope for Sonic.
Not even, oh my god, why?
just because you have to. It's boring if we all pick the same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Next this is another boring category. So best fighting game.
I thought we did best fighting. Oh my god.
No, we did multiplayer. And that included the winner of it includes the winner of this category. I'm going to go double on Street Fighter 6. Nominees are God of Rock, Mortal Kombat 1, Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl 2, and Pocket Bravery. I haven't played Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl 2.
Yeah.
I heard okay things. I know nothing about God of Rock. I heard Mortal Kombat 1 was not so great, and Pocket Bravery. I don't know. We shouldn't talk too much about this category, but
yeah, I really have no idea here because I haven't played a fighting game since Marvel versus Capcom, which I actually
that was a good one. Competitive. Though.
It's great. It's freaking awesome. But just based on how many Twitter videos I've seen, Mortal Kombat 1. It's
I will
go on this. Like, I love Street Fighter. I love the style, but I will say Mortal Kombat because my feed just gets flooded, even though it's a shit platform. It just gets flooded with Mortal Kombat 1 stuff.
Fair enough. I wonder who you're following that becomes a thing. Cause I mean, I don't really use X. I am still, so you're doubling down on Mortal Kombat, yeah, or are you doing one?
Yeah, I'm doubling down on that.
I already picked Street Fighter on the webpage, so suck.
Yep.
next category is best RPG.
Best RPG.
Well, let's see the nominees. Baldur's Gate 3, Final Fantasy 16, Lies of P, Sea of Stars, and Starfield. We can start at the end. Neither you nor I liked Starfield, and I also have noticed that the online discourse around it has really shifted, where the first couple weeks, people were like, oh, I fucking love Starfield. Now everyone's like, this game fucking sucks. I hate Starfield.
It sucks.
I fucking told you. Sea of Stars. Do you know who played Sea of Stars? Was Linus. And he liked it, but he didn't love it.
Yeah. I mean, like all these games, like Baldur's Gate 3.
It's going to be Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, it's going to be Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah.
We both know that. But Sea of Stars was that game I saw, and I'm like, that is another game I freaking need to play.
Yeah.
If Linus has time, man, am I fucking up my time management?
You just need a Steam Deck, and then you can just play in between things.
I'm sorry. I like the idea of Steam Deck. For me, I just can't. I can't use it. I can't do this.
Why is that?
I don't know. It just, okay. To me, maybe it's like, is it my neck? Because I hate looking down.
Yeah, I don't like playing games down here. I have to find a way to prop it up so I can have my neck neutral at least. Or
yeah, so like Steam Deck, like a fantastic console if you're into that.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
And the refresh is pretty fucking awesome. There's the OLED one that just came out that's like got a better... It's the same chip, but it's at a better, like a smaller transistor size. So it runs more efficient, bigger battery. So the battery lasts longer and it's got an OLED screen. And it's basically like they essentially kept the same price, but they upgraded the models.
It's kind of cool.
And so, yeah, it's actually sick. Anyways, prediction for me, Baldur's Gate 3, duh. But my personal favorite was Final Fantasy 16. I fucking love Baldur's Gate 3, but I haven't had a gaming experience as intense on my heart, on my soul, as Final Fantasy 16, and I love that game so much. And I'll like cherish my time playing it.
I will play that game too. I'm just gonna go with my business brain. It's like, don't vote with your heart; you lose money that way.
I vote with my heart a little bit. It's got to be fun.
Yeah. I mean, Final Fantasy 16 is great.
What I wanted to say was Final Fantasy 16 is not an RPG. It's an action game. And I think they did it a disservice by putting it in the RPG category because it's a fucking character action game. It is not an RPG.
It's always hard because now RPGs and action has kind of started blending together. Like, Yakuza. Is that an RPG or is it an action game? It's hard because you have like level progression, skill trees, and I don't know.
You're not wrong, but I think to me, when I look at Baldur's Gate, I'm like, that's the essence of a tabletop role-playing game, which is kind of like the originator of computer role-playing games or, you know, RPGs. And that's like, it's so at its core an RPG, whereas Final Fantasy 16 has like just like the lightest touch of RPG elements.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's my name. Rant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's based on it's Final Fantasy 16, also known as We Try to Be Games of Thrones, because he's actually drop F bombs.
I know, and people have sex. It's crazy.
Wow.
So together we voted for Baldur's Gate, which brings us to best action.
I thought you said you hope for Final Fantasy 16.
Oh, yeah, I'm hoping for that. But I picked that as our joined vote.
Yeah.
On the thing. So next will be Best Action Adventure. Mm-hmm. So
I haven't played it, but I already know who's gonna win. It's so easy.
So I've touched Zelda and I watched Zoe play it quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I've beaten Resident Evil 4 multiple times, and I beat Spider-Man 2. I haven't picked up Alan Wake 2 yet, and I haven't played Jedi Survivor. But I feel like both Jedi games were like good games, and people were happy about them, and like it was nice that there's a good Star Wars game. But I've heard very few people be passionate and passionately recommend them. And so I don't think there's... This is actually kind of tough for me.
I will say I haven't played it, but I already know Spider-Man 2 is going to win both for me.
I think probably that's the right choice. Spider-Man 2 is going to be my prediction, but my preference or my hope is Resident Evil 4. That was an absolutely phenomenal experience. Like, it's rare that I beat a game and immediately go through it, and I beat it 3 times. I was so hooked.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2 is absolutely incredible, but it has more, like, it's not as tight as Resident Evil 4, but I think the fact that Spider-Man came out so recently compared to Resident Evil 4 will mean that it's way more likely to win.
Yeah.
I think Alan Wake 2 has a chance, but it doesn't feel as popular as Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, I haven't really seen people talking about Alan Wake 2. I think it felt like it was a kind of like cult classic hit. Like, it literally looks like a movie. It looks so good. I still need to play Alan Wake 1, but I just didn't have the computer at the time. And
no, sure,
it's one of those things. But the one game that the one thing I will explain is that I play Tears of the Kingdom. I like it. I see why it's good, but I think it's just that they put too much emphasis on the building aspect that you lose the heart of Zelda. Yeah. It's not Minecraft. It is like save freaking Zelda. Like that's the game. I just watch people just make mechanized suits and I'm like, you know what? I'm out. I don't want to play this. Like, I would rather play Breath of the Wild, which I still kind of need to finish, but I just kind of watched Jillian. I was like there, but I just watched it and I was like, oh, that's good. Like, that's to me, like, that's like the perfect open world game was Breath of the Wild. Like,
sure. Yeah. This one's okay. I didn't like the building mechanics on launch. And I feel like it's as much as it's like a huge success and it's obviously a fantastic game.
Yeah.
I think those elements and that focus sort of made it a little more divisive than Breath of the Wild, whereas Breath of the Wild was like, everyone agreed was, you know, the best open world game.
Yeah.
And maybe one of the best launch titles ever. So I'm going to stick with my picks, Spider-Man and Resident Evil. Are you double Spider-Maning?
Double Spider-Maning.
That's my favorite sex position.
Yeah. Good job, Cassie. Picked the right one.
The double Spider-Man. Yeah. Next category is Best Action Game, which is Armored Core 6, Dead Island 2, Ghost Runner 2, Hi-Fi Rush, and Remnant 2. Out? Yeah. Yeah. So,
oh, my God.
It won't be Dead Island 2. I can tell you right now. Yeah, it won't be Dead Island 2.
I just like Dead Island. It's great.
I think the three front runners are Armored Core 6, Hi-Fi Rush, and Remnant 2. I actually think that Hi-Fi Rush, I think one of the benefits of being on Game Pass is that it'll have many more people have played Hi-Fi Rush than Remnant 2 or Armored Core 6.
Yeah.
And I think that it was kind of like a beloved little indie gem. And it's kind of more memorable to me than anything else here.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Hi-Fi Rush. I didn't like fall head over heels for it. Yeah. So my prediction is going to be Hi-Fi Rush, and my backup is going to be Armored Core 6, I think.
So, yeah. So I will pretty much pick the same two games and reverse it. I will go Armored Core is going to win. But I hope Hi-Fi Rush wins because Hi-Fi Rush, like you said, was on Game Pass. So the distribution is just easier. But the game kind of like came out of nowhere. It just like did the Beyonce thing. Boom, it's out. And everyone was just talking about it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I love it when people do that. And I think, I just hope it wins, but I just know for action, Armored Core has like the, like it defines what action is.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, From Software has a good track history at the Game Awards, so it's definitely possible.
Yeah.
Best VR AR. I don't really feel equipped to.
I can't answer this one.
So the only one I played Gran Turismo 7. I played Humanity, but neither in VR, and Resident Evil Village, but none of them in VR.
Mm.
So should we just skip this category?
Yeah, because here's the thing. I think you know this, but maybe the viewers don't know this. I have yet tried VR AR.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I've never compelled myself. Oh no, I think you and I had this debate of that why I should, but I just don't. Yes. But we'll talk about that later another day. But yeah, I think for me, I'm just waiting for Apple Vision.
Sure.
And just to give it a try.
Yeah, they're getting better and better, but it's still a developing thing. So we'll go. I'm gonna skip mobile game. I don't think either of us really played mobile games. Skip. I know Ever Crisis. I downloaded that and then it was like a gacha game, and I was like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Best debut indie game.
I have no idea.
Pizza
what this
Tower,
one.
Baby! Oh fuck you. I'm doing double down on Pizza Tower.
Yeah, I'll do Pizza Tower too. Because I'm like,
no, you have to do something else because we don't.
No!
It's probably not gonna be Pizza Tower.
Okay, wait. You know what? Because of just the ethnic vote, I'll think Venba. I don't know what it's about.
Okay, best indie game, Dave the Diver. Let's go.
Oh, wait. Best debut?
I did Pizza Tower.
Yeah.
Best indie game, Dave the Diver. Although someone was saying that it's not actually an indie game because they're owned by a giant company. But I'm going to do Dave the Diver as my pick and Sea of Stars as my hope.
Yeah, I've played Dave the Diver. It's both because I think it's a fantastic game, except for the end. It can just kind of suck. But I think to me, I haven't played a game that amazing
in a long time. Okay, best community support. I know that there's Baldur's Gate, Cyberpunk, Destiny 2, Final Fantasy 14, No Man's Sky. I'm going to vote for Cyberpunk. I'm going to predict Cyberpunk and hope for Baldur's Gate. I actually think it'll be the other way, but I'm really cheering for Cyberpunk. They had the return of the century. Truly was incredible. So
I will say, honestly, I will say, I actually would vote the same, but here's for a different reason, because Cyberpunk has a plethora of mods out there. Yeah. So there's that kind of support. But yep. I'm going to also say Baldur's Gate 3 is my hope because it's just going to get the same treatment because people are going to make their own dungeons out of this game for probably 10 plus years.
Yeah. And so best community support, best ongoing. I think Cyberpunk probably again, because it's an old game, but they recovered. Final Fantasy 14 might win, that people just love that. So I'm going to predict Cyberpunk. Hope for Final Fantasy 14.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because that's still a huge game, man. It's like people, especially after 16, there was a huge surge of players.
Is that the MMO? Or?
Yeah, that's the MMO one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know what? I mean, if I'm going to be a little bit different, actually.
You have to.
I will change No Man's Sky to my hope to be No Man's Sky.
It's not in there. You're crazy.
Best community support. Oh, wait, did you?
No, we're past there.
You passed it.
Yeah, we're going fast now, baby. I gotta go deal with this truck situation.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that's ongoing. Okay.
Not that bad. Oh, my God. I can't afford $5,000. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so wait. Finally, 15. I'm gonna say best ongoing. I'm gonna say hope is Apex Legends because I still like that game.
Sure.
And I will predict Fortnite's gonna win.
Okay. That means we don't come on. I'm still being sad. Fuck. VL categories. Games for impact. I didn't play any of these, I don't believe.
I think we should skip it because I don't even understand. For a thought-provoking game with pro social meaning or mess. Oh my god, no, I'm dead.
Innovation accessibility. I don't think we have enough information or opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're into kind of like the big awards.
Let's go.
The best performance.
This is like almost Oscars for us. Yeah.
I love that Ben Starr, the guy Clive from Final Fantasy 16, his is just like a selfie on his phone with his earbud in. Everyone has like professional headshots.
It's definitely IMDb. So he grabbed it from IMDb and just like fucked up.
Yeah. So this is always an interesting one because I think the Game Awards is still growing and they know that it's good to have a celebrity on stage.
Yeah.
So I think, wow, this is a really male represented category. My hope is Ben Starr for Clive.
Mm-hmm.
My other hope is Astarion from Baldur's Gate. So Neil Newbon. But my prediction is Idris Elba.
Yeah, as sad as it is, I would probably say Idris Elba is probably going to be the safe bet.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say YOLO for this one.
Yep.
And I will predict Neil Newborn to win.
Yep.
And I hope Cameron wins because I just really like that actor. He's so good at Gotham. So you're going to see Idris.
And my hope is Ben Starr.
Ben Starr.
Yeah, best audio design.
Best audio.
Dead best Space. Audio. For sure.
I'm going to say Hi-Fi Rush, dude.
Okay. I think I'm going to say Resident Evil 4 as my pick. Hi-Fi Rush is my hope. I love Spider-Man 2, but I didn't think the audio design was like a particularly standout thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to do Resident Evil as my pick, Hi-Fi Rush as my
I'm just going to say double down on it because here's the thing. Like that game is all about music.
Like it's true. It's like a rhythm combat game.
Yep. That's all it is. It's like I'm just going to do safe bets. Best score music.
Final Fantasy 16, baby. It won't be. It'll be Baldur's Gate again. But my pick is going to be Final Fantasy 16. With my hope being Baldur's Gate, although it's actually reversed. Now I'm just playing the game. I predict Baldur's Gate. I want my 2 points on Final Fantasy. Yes, 2 points on Final Fantasy, 1 point on Baldur's Gate. Fuck it.
I'm going to say this, even though I don't like the game. Zelda is going to win. And my hope will be Final Fantasy because I love Final Fantasy music. It's just so good. But I think Zelda, it always just is like,
it's special.
Yeah. It's like, it just has that like little oomph.
Yep.
When you do it.
Okay. Best art direction. Interesting. So Alan Wake, Hi-Fi Rush, Liza P, Super Mario Wonder, Legend of Zelda. I think this is a shoo-in for Zelda. I'm going to double down. I'm going to double Zelda.
You're gonna do double Zelda?
Okay. Double Zelda.
So I will say Hi-Fi Rush is gonna win because it's very unique. But I kind of hope Alan Wake 2 wins because it looks really unique.
Because
art direction is like how it looks, but also how it feels. And I think Alan Wake 2 really nails it. Lies of P, I've never heard of that game
until Marquez showed it. It's the he showed it to you. The like, Pinocchio Soulsborne. Well, like, I love it.
He did that video, and I'm like, "What game is that?" He's like, "Lies of P" or something. Like, he's not a gamer, and I'm just like, "So what is it?" He's like, "I have no idea." And then someone else had to explain it to me. I'm like, "That sounds dumb." Yeah. And it just kind of like moved on.
Yeah. Next category is best narrative.
Who's gonna win there?
Man, it's a strong year for stories. I think Spider-Man, you know, doesn't not deserve to be there, but it's the other four are in a different league.
Yeah.
I don't think Cyberpunk will win. I think that it's too divisive and there's too many people that like only remember the controversy.
Yeah.
Again, I think Baldur's Gate's going to win. I fucking love Final Fantasy 16. So I'm going to follow my heart. 2 points on Final Fantasy 16, 1 point on Baldur's Gate.
Three. Okay. I'm going to say best narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I haven't played it, Alan Wake 2, because it just has that psychological horror that everyone just like loves because of Jordan Peele. And this is Jordan Peele? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan Peele.
But I hope Final Fantasy 16, because it's just
fuck
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's, that,
that's, it's just, I grew up on Final Fantasy. It's just, it's, win. Please win.
Yeah. I don't think it will. I think in such a stacked year, it's hard to win stuff, but my heart is there. Second, the penultimate award, best game direction.
It's interesting. I mean, this is so easy for me. It would be Baldur's Gate 3 for both. It's,
it's tough. I think Baldur's Gate will win as well.
Yeah,
but I think my heart says Spider-Man 2 for some reason. I don't know. I think they did a great job with the direction of that game. Like they took what was working and they made it so much better. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm just gonna go
like just like how everything feels, works together, and just looks. Yeah, I think Baldur's Gate 3. Granted, viewers and listeners, you're probably gonna call me out because I said Alan Wake 2, and it's my opinion. Shut up.
Yeah, this is not science. This is not science.
It's all hard.
The next category is Game of the Year.
Game of the Year.
Six nominees: Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Spider-Man 2, Resident Evil 4, Mario Wonder, and Legend of Zelda: Tears of the Kingdom. I already know. I mean, it's Baldur's Gate. Baldur's Gate's obviously gonna fucking win everything.
It's a timeless classic. Like, no other game has gotten close to this.
Yeah. There's no like real snubs. Like I said, I would be happy to have Final Fantasy 16 here, but I don't think it really earned its place. I haven't played enough Super Mario Wonder to really believe that it belongs there, but I feel like Nintendo and the Game Awards are like,
My kid, like, was it Matt Knightley? Keely Knightley. Whatever. He's probably
Jeff Keighley.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it's a favoritism thing. I just think that the way that they weight the critics and not like there's just it just is it's I don't think it's like a weird favoritism thing, but yeah. I think that the way that it's set up helps Nintendo succeeds at what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because they make great games.
fair. The only thing that's kind of weird is here's the thing. Do remasters, remakes deserve to be gone Game of the Year consideration, like Resident Evil 4?
So it's a tough one.
Yeah.
I think remasters, no. I think remakes, maybe. Resident Evil 4 is a very different game than the original, but it is, you know, it's there's a lot of stuff that's pretty similar, at least familiar.
Yeah.
And so I don't think it'll win, so I don't think it's a moot point anyway.
Yeah. I think it's just a little nudge to Capcom, but yeah, I just have mixed feelings, but
that's fair.
Baldur's Gate 3 is going to win.
I would be surprised if it didn't win.
Okay. Let's just say reverse. Who will definitely not win?
Game of the Year?
Yeah. Resident Evil 4?
I think that's a pretty safe bet not to win. I think Alan Wake 2, I don't think will win either. I would be surprised. It's not that it's a bad game. I just think that it's a cult classic. It could. It's hard.
It's a cult classic. I think it's I think I will be honestly surprised if Tears of the Kingdom wins. Just for the fact of it's going against Baldur's Gate 3. Mm-hmm. If you're going to go by number of purchases, Tears of the Kingdom will just rock Baldur's Gate 3. I can guarantee.
I don't know, man, because Baldur's Gate's not available on so many more platforms.
No, it's just all the kids, man. All the kids. The
chicklets. I don't know how many. Okay, so Baldur's Gate so far has sold 22 million copies.
Yeah.
Tears
of the Kingdom's by like 80 million.
No. It'll be like maybe 30. High Nintendo games do like 40. Let's see. Tears of the Kingdom. It has sold
18.5
Wow. So Baldur's Gate's outsold it. Yeah. I'm not surprised. Because like Switch is a huge player base. It's like, 110 million players.
Yeah.
But PC, PS5, and then I guess that's it for now. But
wait,
PC!
Okay. Yeah, wait. Breath of the Wild sales numbers. Oh, probably. So you know what? Okay, maybe I was basing on Breath of the Wild sales number because Breath of the Wild did 31.15 million.
Yeah.
Which is still not that many more relatively.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
22 million. So it's like,
and it's had time to reach that. And it was a launch title for the Switch. So it was almost everyone at launch was getting that or Mario Odyssey. It's pretty bonkers.
Okay. But I will go by this. What's wrong with you people? Just freaking play Breath of the Wild. It's so good.
It's pretty damn good.
Yeah. Just stop there. Don't play Tears of the Kingdom. Just watch all the YouTube videos. Yeah. I think that's it. We do have to cut it short because of it.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Unforeseen circumstances. Yeah. I'll probably cut out talking about it. I don't know. If you want to just support us directly, you can subscribe on Patreon. Patreon.com/letswingit. Yeah. If you want to message us, there's always Twitter, now known as X. Jono's at the Jono1086.
Yeah.
And I'm the Chosen David. And you can just find us, you know, on the street. Just fucking start walking and we'll show up.
Yeah. No, I might just go clap, say Jono Tan in the mirror alone. Yeah. And I might appear.
Yeah. If you whisper while you drink a glass of beer in the mirror, Jono Tan, Jono Tan, Jono Tan. See, he showed up in my house. He's here.
No. You have to be by yourself.
Oh shit. Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah. Have yourself a good one, guys. Bye.
Okay. Bye.